Task 3. In this section, you will hear an interview with a young inventor called Bojan Slat. Your task will be to give short answers to the questions below by continuing the sentences we have begun for you. Use the exact words you hear in the recording. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet.
Damaging the earth and hurting our emotions.
In the studio with me, I have Bojan Slat, who received considerable media attention by designing an ocean cleanup project which he claimed could remove 72.5 million tons of plastic from the world's oceans. Bojan, thank you very much for accepting our invitation.
The pleasure is mine.
You are 19 years old. How did you get started with your ocean cleanup project?
When I was 16 years old, I was diving in Greece and suddenly I realized I came across more plastic bags than fish in the ocean. For my high school science project, I then dedicated half a year trying to understand why floating ocean plastic is so difficult to clean up. I'd always been interested in engineering and then came up with the concept of how I thought we could collect the garbage in the ocean.
What was the next step?
In October of 2012, I presented this idea at a scientific student conference and then spent several months with professors and industry experts compiling a list of 50 questions that should be answered in order to confirm that the objective is achievable.
Can you summarize in a nutshell to a non-technical layperson how your ocean cleanup project works?
Lately, there have been many concepts aimed at cleaning plastic from the oceans, but these were all based on ships with nets to collect plastic. Not only would this kind of garbage collection take billions of dollars and 79,000 years, but it would also kill a lot of fish and create harmful emissions. Not a very attractive proposal. Furthermore, the plastic moves round and round in the ocean, so it does not stay in one spot. So I asked myself this question: why move through the oceans if the oceans can move through you? My idea is to create floating barriers, very much like underwater fences, which are fixed to the seabed and will trap the garbage. These barriers catch and concentrate the plastic. I call it a passive system, which causes very little harm to the environment as opposed to the ship and net method, which is not at all environmentally friendly.
Bojan, thank you again and good luck to your project.
Thank you very much indeed.
Oceans, still our dream, we can get it clean. All we need is a unified devotion to get it crystal clear now. If you like that notion.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Did you know the world's creating a plastic ocean? Damaging the earth and hurting our emotions.
In the studio with me, I have Bojan Slat, who received considerable media attention by designing an ocean cleanup project, which he claimed could remove 72.5 million tons of plastic from the world's oceans. Bojan, thank you very much for accepting our invitation.
The pleasure is mine.
You are 19 years old. How did you get started with your ocean cleanup project?
When I was 16 years old, I was diving in Greece and suddenly I realized I came across more plastic bags than fish in the ocean. For my high school science project, I then dedicated half a year trying to understand why floating ocean plastic is so difficult to clean up. I'd always been interested in engineering and then came up with the concept of how I thought we could collect the garbage in the ocean.
What was the next step?
In October of 2012, I presented this idea at a scientific student conference and then spent several months with professors and industry experts compiling a list of 50 questions that should be answered in order to confirm that the objective is achievable.
Can you summarize in a nutshell to a non-technical layperson how your ocean cleanup project works?
Lately, there have been many concepts aimed at cleaning plastic from the oceans, but these were all based on ships with nets to collect plastic. Not only would this kind of garbage collection take billions of dollars and 79,000 years, but it would also kill a lot of fish and create harmful emissions. Not a very attractive proposal. Furthermore, the plastic moves round and round in the ocean, so it does not stay in one spot. So I asked myself this question: why move through the oceans if the oceans can move through you? My idea is to create floating barriers, very much like underwater fences, which are fixed to the seabed and will trap the garbage. These barriers catch and concentrate the plastic. I call it a passive system, which causes very little harm to the environment as opposed to the ship and net method, which is not at all environmentally friendly.
Boyan, thank you again and good luck to your project.
Thank you very much indeed.
Oceans, still our dream, we can get it clean. All we need is a unified devotion to get it crystal.